Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6, and I just want to thank you all for sharing your moment and eternity with us today, and those of you that shared that moment with us yesterday, and those that will be sharing with us in the future, thank you so much for doing that, because you could choose to do something else instead of that, and we truly do appreciate you all, and we thank you for your overall energy, and we thank you for your presence. It's well felt, it is resonating, and it is quite strong, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want to thank you all for you being a part of Tando Radio Show and being a part of Black Talk Radio Network. So, and to ensure that we continue to have Black Talk Radio Network with all of the programs such as Tando Radio Show and all of the other great programming that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, if you would so please give some of your financial energy, that is basically some of your cash, some of your energy that you can give to this network, just like a child or a baby, it needs sustenance in order to continue to grow. Every business is a person, okay? It's not a living being, but it is a person, and it needs different things in order to grow into full maturity and to actually facilitate and to bring you some of the things that you're going to need in this complex world and the different changes, the diverse changes that are happening and the what's needed to maintain that overall sustainability is you and some of your financial energy to maintain the direction of this network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the website for this network. And you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see a green and white donation icon that's there. And if you would just click on that, you'll see the two holding hands. If you'll just click on that, that will move you into, that will prompt you to where you can give some of your financial energy to help this network and to be a part of it and to do, for you to invest into this network so that it can continue to grow. And you could do that by your donations. Very, very important, so necessary, and it's what's needed. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network as well, and that's known as BTR. And you can find it at www.btrcommunity, or you can find it on the website. It's right there on the website, just beneath the donation icon. You could just click on that. And why it's so important to be part of the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has, known as BTR Community, because it was actually created for you to protect you as much as possibly could be protected inside of this cyberspace, inside of this digital paradigm or digital reality where Black Talk Radio Network will not sell your information to any bidder. And not only that, you won't be adversely affected by what you posted because it's not something that anyone and everyone, it's a membership. Not anyone can just be a part of it. I mean, well, they can, but not everyone is a part of it. But it is where like-minded people such as you and people that resonate with you, especially those that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, a place where you can go and to actually have more in-depth, intimate conversations about different things. You can promote yourself, your business, some event or some person that you think is worthy of being highlighted or given the spotlight, and to bring some public awareness to. You could do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's BTR community, the social media outlet. You could do all of your social media activities there. Like I said, you won't be adversely affected. You know, a lot of us don't realize how we've been affected by mainstream media such as Facebook, Twitter, and everything else, Snapchat, and all of that stuff. That stuff is actually used to data mine information from who you are, who you know, where you are, and also where you can be least collared and led to that serves someone else's agenda. So very important. Establish your own BTR community. It's only $24 a year, and that's a whole year to maintain and uphold a BTR community. So if you would, definitely be a part of that. Also, if you would like to acquire some real money, save like a king or a queen, or save like a lady and a gentleman, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in the silver and gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium inventory, and save as a queen or a king or as a lady and a gentleman. Don't save as a slave, though most people that you know, pretty much everyone that you know, is paid as a slave. Regardless of how many slave notes they get, they are still just worthless documents that are redeemable only based in confidence and is a debt instrument. Once that debt is no longer serviced or is defaulted on, it will adversely affect you. So make sure that you're not losing your energy from your labor. Make sure that your labor is not being, you're not working in vain. Acquire some assets to protect yourself. And the precious metals is the best form of money, and it's essential for us to have. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, and then make sure that you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you purchase, just so that you'll be purchasing correctly, okay? So that's where you could do that. Also, if you would like to buy some Girl Scout cookies, you can actually text me at 951-790-8330, and that way you can support some young people, particularly a young lady that is selling some of her Girl Scout cookies. So you could do that by contacting. You can directly text me, and we'll get you the information and make sure that that gets done for you, okay? So you could do that. Next, we have what's in the news. Let me think, make sure I didn't forget anything. Nope, I didn't forget anything. Okay, so let's check out what's in the news. What's in the news? And I said in this first posting, I just want to thank my man Jambone for sending me this one. This comes from the dailymail.co.uk. It's a UK publication. Earth makes its own water deep in the mantle. Study find. And this is something that we've been talking about since we've been on air, that water is abiotic. It's so apparent. This is why what they tell you about global warming is a lie, because the oceans actually regulate the overall temperature of the this atmosphere, because it is the most dense. Air can't do that. No matter how much carbon you put into the air, it is not the barometer for setting the overall climate. It's the actual oceans, because most of the earth is made up, it's the surface of the earth is covered in water in multiples, and that itself is much denser than the air, and that is what regulates weather and everything else. Now, there's an influence on the atmosphere that's man-made, yes, and that's done by technology. It's not what the media or the mainstream media wants you to believe that you're the fault of the overall weather change patterns on Earth. It's crazy because they say it's, you know, the greenhouse effects and everything else. So really think about it. Really think about it. One, they've been deforesting this planet for a very long time. So it's industry that's doing that and corporations that are doing that and the agenda that's doing that. Then also, if you look at it, they're saying that you, by you breathing, you are a threat to the overall life, the sustainable life, or the quality of life, or the stability of life on this planet by you breathing, because you inhale oxygen and you exhale what they say is causing this. And that is a very unique way to say that we need to depopulate the planet by moving you off. And their tricks are so apparent once you start to see them for who they are and for what this system is all about. It's about lying, it's about deceiving, it's about war, it's about deception. And I would really say we really need to look at things differently so that those that attack you will not have any formidable victory over you. Very, very important. So, yes, the earth water is abiotic, which means that the earth produces it. Just as oil is abiotic because the earth produces it. Okay? And yes, they are forms of money, but they're not the most important forms of money because they're limited in what they can do. Water is different though, but it's a little different. Let me explain myself. Water is a form of money and it's a higher echelon form of money, but it is not the premier form of money, but is one of the premier forms of money because it actually causes and sustains life outside of this planet. Very, very important. So check out that article. Thanks to my man Jam, it says studies found that reaction of liquid hydrogen in quartz and mantle could form. Water researchers say it explains the origin of water on Earth and is still happening today. They also found that water becomes trapped in quartz, causing pressure to build, could trigger earthquakes deep beneath the surface, which has remained a mystery. The scientists have long been perplexed by the mystery of how Earth got its water. And I'm going to just stop there. It's because it's abiotic. There's no way in the world that all for this whole globe at the depths of the oceans itself, which really hasn't been completely discovered, or it may have been, but they don't tell you because they don't want you to put two to two together by asking questions, because the question is more important than the answer. So really just think about it. In order for the basins on this earth to really be filled with as much water that it has, that means that it would have to have been raining continuously throughout your life, and the life before you and the lives before, for it to have the overall water capacity that it has. But that's the reason why it has the water capacity that it has, is because this living planet produces it. It produces water because it's essential for this its overall sustainability and its living form to maintain itself. So, as well as oil. So check out that article. Next article. This one came from Reuters. Okay, got it. I got this one. Okay. This one came from Reuters. I had reset my, and it didn't give me the, that's okay. All right. So next article comes from Reuters. And it says, this is a good one to read. Let me just pull this one up. Reuters. U.S., Europe, and Trump. And it says, the European chief BRICS negotiator guy sees Trump as one of a trio of threats to the bloc. And the bloc he's talking about the EU. And then the first sentence, it says, U.S. President Donald Trump, celebrity figurehead, U.S. President, CEO, celebrity figurehead, CEO, U.S. President Donald Trump is a part of a three-prong attempt to undermine the European Union, Guy said. One of the EU's top officials and is the chief Brexit negotiator said on Monday. The two other threats were radical Islam and from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was also working against the progress of the EU project. So check out that article. Very, very telling. And one of the things that we talked about, I always said that you're going to see the EU totally be dissolved economically. And then I still think that first the EU will go, then the U.S. Will go after that. So check out that article. Read between the lines. Check out what's really happening and what that means for you. And what it means for you, in my opinion, is that you need to be thoroughly and properly in a position of advantage for what is going to happen. And it's going to spring upon people and with such velocity and veracity that they won't see it coming. And then once they have to deal with it, they won't know what to do because they didn't know what was coming in the first place. So very important that you know. And that is up to you. If you choose not to know, that is fine. If you choose to look past it, that's fine. And I always say this, is that you can ignore reality. But you'll never be able to escape the consequences of ignoring reality. And at some point and at some time, it may not come in your generation, it may not come for you, but different things happen at different times. And I think it's very, very important, or different moments in eternity. I think it's very important for you to know where you are in this moment in eternity. And in this moment of eternity, there is a paradigm shift or a strengthening of the overall system of subjugation, enslavement, and energy theft. They have to reestablish a firmer grip because they're losing their grip. So now they have to reposition themselves to establish a much more firmer grip. And what do they do? How does the system do that? It does it through different methods and methodologies of destruction, because its overall objective is to maintain its overall control of you and your energy. So this is how they do it. Next article. This one also comes from Reuters. Does it? Yes. This one also comes from Reuters. And my commentary on this one was the purge. Remember I used to talk about the purge. It's still going on, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're starting to see it pick up even more. And this is going to continue to spread. And this is what is going to bring about the 96-hour margin call that we did yesterday, and we've done a couple of times in the past, and we're going to continue that series until we're done with it. But this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to, and the methodology that's going to be used to maintain the objective of success of subjugating and enslaving the world is that they are going to allow hate to have an expiration date and then recycle itself. They are going to bring down the empires that they build up, but by having the empires implode, it strengthens their position. They're going to pull it. So check out this article. Came from Reuters. It was from today. EU chair labels Trump a threat as Europeans debate U.S. ties. EU chair labels Trump a threat as Europeans debate U.S. ties. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has joined Russia, China, and radical Islam as a threat to the EU, the European Union. Now, that one first article we read was from yesterday, and it's followed up by today. This is conditioning. This is what I call conditioning for the event to happen. This is tenderizing the overall mainstream for the events that are going to perpetuate their agenda of subjugation and enslavement even further. This is the tenderizing of that. So Donald Trump has joined Russia, China, and radical Islam as a threat to the European Union, the EU. Leaders were told on Tuesday by the man chairing a summit where they will debate relationships with the United States. EU Council President Donald Tusk, a conservative former premier of Poland, wrote to EU nation leaders to lay out for themselves for discussion when they meet on Friday to discuss the future of their Union as Britain. So check out this article. It's all putting itself in position, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to serve up the Western style of doing business, and they're going to establish a case to excommunicate the Western way of doing business and the Western existence. But that will strengthen the overall system instead of making it any worse, because the system will dismantle it based off of what? What's in their best interest. So check out that article. It's all coming together, ladies and gentlemen. And this is not something that you'll hear about on mainstream media, because they are a part of the overall propaganda to maintain the direction that has already been set forth. You're going to have to be wise to see through it and go in a different direction. So check out that article. Next article. This one also comes from Reuters. U.S. funds gold investment. And I said, read between the gold becoming one of, gold becoming one of investors' favorite safe havens with celebrity figurehead Trump's uncertainty. All right, very, very important. Some of Wall Street's largest fund managers have taken a contrary bet on gold, wagering that the U.S. President Donald Trump governing style and upcoming elections in Europe will combine to create more stock market volatility and boost the price of the metals of a metal long seen as a safe haven. So check out that article. There's much more to this. I think that there's going to be a Nixon surprise that's going to be coming up at any moment, at any time. So check out that article. Let me move this back. 1 second. Next one from what's in the news. And this one came from, want to thank Al for sending this one. Let me pull this up one up. And this one is the 14 characteristics of fascism. Man, this is very, very, this is a good one. The 14 characteristics of fascism. The political science scientist Dr. Lawrence Britt recently wrote an article about fascism. Fascism, anyone? From the Free Inquiry on the spring of 2003, a 20-page study that studies that the fascist regimes of Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, and Pinochet, and from Chile, Dr. Britton found that they all have 14 elements in common. He called these the identifying characteristics of fascism. The expert is in accordance with the magazine's policy. And so check out those 14 characteristics. Powerful and continuance of nationalism. Disdain for recognition of human rights is number one. Powerful and continuing nationalism. Number two, disdain for recognition of human rights. And I'm going to just say this. There is no such thing as human rights, ladies and gentlemen. I know that this was a phrase that was coined to actually keep you enslaved. You have inalienable abilities. Inalienable abilities, meaning it has nothing to do with man. Man gives other men rights. The great creator has never given you any rights. It was abilities that you were given. Man create, once again, that's the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. Number three, identify, let me just say this. That's very, very important, because what you speak, what you give energy to, you give life to. And I would say be very, very careful to giving any form of energy to human rights, to civil rights, to all of these other, that comes at the behest of a pen. And a pen is controlled by an agenda of a man that is known as a pen, as you heard the old saying, a pen is mightier than the sword. So be very, very, very keen and aware and discerning to those different practices of speech, because they're spells, they're power. Next, Identifying of enemy scapegoats as a unifying cause. That was number three. Identification of enemy scapegoats as a unifying cause. Number four, the supremacy of the military. Number five, rampant sexism. Number six, control of mass media. Number seven, obsession with national security. Number eight, religion and government are intertwined. Number nine, corporate power is protected. Number 10, labor power is suppressed. Number 11, disdain for intellectual and the arts. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Number 13, rampant cronyism and corruption. Number 14, fraudulent elections. And ladies and gentlemen, that shows you that we have a fascist state. We'll probably do a show on this so we could break down each one of those. This is very, very true. I would add a couple of things to this is a part of fascism and to be some of those characteristics. So check out that article. Great, great article. Thanks to Al for sending that. Next article for what's in the news. This one comes from Reuters as well. U.S.-backed Syrian alliance says getting more U.S. support since Trump took office. So check out that article. Next article from the South China Morning Post. China to overtake the United States as the nation with the biggest nuclear power capacity by 2026. China's rapid nuclear expansion will result in the overtaking the United States as a nation with the largest atomic power capacity by 2026, according to BMI research. Why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because that is going to be, in my opinion, by the time that happens, there will be no so-called United States by 2026. And we talked about that before, but it all falls in line to what, and we're going to further look at this. So check out that article. Very, very telling. Next article, also from the South China Morning Post. Beijing's second aircraft carrier takes shape after 2 years, 9 months of construction. The Beijing second aircraft carrier was taking shape after 2 years and 9 months of construction in mainland China. Media reports a move likely to further unnerve Taiwan and other neighbors. And this is all symbolic, in my opinion. And I remember what we went on 2 years. I knew that they were undertaking this overall operation. I wouldn't be surprised if they already have four of them already built that is not publicized. And one of the things, I don't think that China is going to build many aircraft carriers because China has never, ever, ever colonized or invaded any other countries. That's just not what, in my opinion, they have the aircraft carriers to protect their overall themselves as a buffer to any attacks that would become upon the nation or to happen within the South Sea of China. It's really about the South Sea of China, in my opinion. And then so I think there will be another or a couple of other aircraft carriers, but I don't think that those aircraft carriers will actually be going out all over the world and bringing in and enforcing sanctions like the United States with its 10 aircraft carriers. You need 10 aircraft carriers for one reason and one reason only, is because you plan on colonizing, you plan on stealing and subjugating, and you plan on bullying other nations throughout the world. The only reason why you have that, they call it the Blue Navy. No, it's much more than that. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from journalneo.org. Journalneo.org. Rex Tillerson and his friends, the Endgame of America, the New Eastern Outlook. That's what NEO stands for. Donald Trump has no choice but to detour from obvious failed foreign policies of his predecessor. The Middle East is a firestorm waiting to happen, and a death court in Syria is at least 500,000 and still rising. Excuse me, the death count. Sorry about that. Missed that. Death count in Syria is 500,000 and still rising. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important one. And this one came from Bat R, Cold War.org. New Cold War with a different enemy. Totalitarianism, collectivism, from breaking all the rules. And this is a very, very good article for you to check out. And the Chinese president was giving a speech at Davos, saying that that the world needs to be careful of countries that are just going to project their interests throughout the world. He's talking about, of course, what the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump said at the inauguration, and then the overall policies and procedures that they're going to enact. So check out that article. Next one from Sputnik News. 16 state attorney generals vow to fight Trump's travel ban. Check out that article. Excuse me. Next. This one is from informationliberation.com. Informationliberation.com. And I said, and this was not commentary. When one looks at the truth of things, then lies are have, excuse me. When one looks at the truth of things, then lies are not, are no distraction. They are all a part of the same bird of prey. And the reason why I wrote that real quick, move this down real quick. The reason why I wrote that is because this article talks about, and this is the article's headline, Obama bombed 5 out of the 7 countries Trump banned. Media didn't care. Media didn't care. Obama bombed 5 out of the 7 countries Trump banned. While lying, let me move this down. While the lying media is freaking out over celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's travel ban for 7 Middle Eastern countries deemed security risk, they didn't give a darn, but they didn't say darn. There's no cursing on Kendo Radio Show. Please, everyone, no cursing, because this is a family show. They didn't give a darn, but they used a different word about Obama bombing of 5 out of the 7 countries that was banned. So check out that. And that's why I said the commentary, when one looks at the truth of things, then lies are no distraction. See, they both are part of the same bird of prey. And I was talking about the left wing and the right wing upholding the overall bird of prey that is a scavenger and goes around taking what it can take. And that's exactly what it is. And this is very true. Like it or not, it is very, very true. Let's be more truthful about things. So check out that. It's no different. This exact same thing that's happening in just under different looks and in different actors and different celebrity figureheads, all to serve the same purpose. Next article. This one comes from commondreams.org. And this one is unprecedented. Donald Trump's ad banner to the National Security Council kicks out intelligence officials. President Trump signed a moratorium on Saturday that kicked out the nation's top military and intelligence advisors off of the National Security Council principal committee, and elevated his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, in their place. The moratorium gives Bannon, former executive chair, and I can't read the rest of it because it's within, and I didn't want to pull up the article. And I just said in my commentary, this is further steps in destruction. This is all being played out for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. Next one. This one comes from LifeZet.com. And I don't remember this one. What is it? Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Okay, this is casino mogul Steve Wynn, the new RNC finance chair. And there's a reason why I posted that, ladies and gentlemen, because to me that tells a lot of what's going to be going on economically. And I would say that there's going to be a major, major surprise, exclusive, casino mogul Steve Wynn to be the RNC finance chair. Trump to tap former Vegas rival turned trusted ally to lead the GOP money effort into 2018. The Republican National Committee is poised to name President Donald Trump's the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, former rival, as the next financial chair for the party. Billionaire casino mogul Steve Wynn was selected to lead the GOP fundraising operations into 2018 midterm elections at the meeting of the RNC. Now, let me just tell you my opinion why that is. Because I think there's going to be some economic surprises that are going to come up. And if you're not prepared for them, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to hurt those that are dependent upon what most of us have been taught to become addicted to, and that being cash. There are some very, very tumultuous waters and periods and headwinds that is going to be thrown and thrust upon the general population. And these are all keys to me. And the reason why it's a key for me, because knowing who Steve Wynn is and what he actually is about, and what he promotes and what he thinks about different things, from just some of the things that he's said and what he's been an advocate of, this tells me that there is going to be some great economic displacement that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and it will clue yourself to prepare yourself in real assets. This is a high sign of some things to come before they come. So I think that we are in the 11th hour before things really start to unfold. And actually, the color revolution that is going on is not one that what you think. It is actually a revolution against you, because it strengthens the overall system. And the destructive path of that has always been the same. It leads to wealth transfer. It leads to subjugation and enslavement, strengthening the enslavement hand. It leads to depopulation, and it leads to getting the global community on their knees, begging the institutions to relieve them of their burden. So very, very important. So check out that article. So today's show is part two, the two types of depressions that will hit the three Americas, and the three Americas are North America, Central America, and South America. And it really should be the two types of depressions that are global. My man Scotty is there. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before you move on, I want to back you up and get your valued opinion on something. Some of the moves that, like my mom said today, she heard somebody say, Donald Trump think this is a celebrity. What was whatever his reality program was, talking about you're fired, you know, just firing people like he did that lady at the Justice Department. But my question is more to he's really creating a lot of destabilization, and in my opinion, he's bringing damage to the system. Because, Dave, I was thinking about the Iraqi translators, other people that worked in these countries. I call them proxy racists when you unwittingly, you may not know that's what you're doing, but what you end up doing is aiding the system militarily. So, you know, Dave, when we was in the military, when you get deployed overseas, you got to have local people to work with you. Now, when you stranding these people and detaining these people, that sends a message to do what? Don't work with the Americans. You know, and so he could be. I was just thinking about that aspect, and then like the senator from this district that I live in, he along with two Democrats wrote a letter to them questioning this ban, and they specifically mentioned those people I just talked, people that work with the State Department, people that work with the CIA, people that work with the military. So I'm like, in a way, he is doing a good thing in a certain perspective, from a certain perspective, if he's doing damage to this global system that's oppressing everybody, which I believe the seat of the evil is behind these enemy lines. But your opinion, please, on that. What do you think the prospects of other people in these countries of thinking about selling out for visa, selling out, and helping the occupiers?
You know what, Scott, it's a great question, because in my opinion, This is what they actually school people from a very young age. And actually, as Brother Al sent this thing on fascism, because we're talking about fascism, really, and people selling out to fascism is what they're really doing. And if you look at the 14 characteristics of fascism, which I would actually add three or four more, and I will later on when we have a show about that, that's what in part and partial what this is. And so, and that's exactly what happens, is that when I was growing up, I did what I didn't. I was taught not to question. I was taught to obey. Really think about that for a minute. I was taught to question, I mean, not to question, but to obey. But there was something deep inside of me. There was something deep inside of you, Scotty, and something deep inside of every person that really listens to Black Talk Radio Network and to Tando, that you knew that there was something wrong with that. You knew that that was, you didn't always buy into the program. So as you go along in life, you start to put things together. And when I was in the military, and then when I went into a professional career, I realized something, that I was actually being used by the system. So my energy was to, okay, I'm here, so now let me become more of a operative within it to perpetuate something different than what the system wants me to perpetuate. And so, but that's very, very true. People do sell out to it all because they are looking at what they can see. They think that they're seeing something that is morally correct because they haven't come to the point yet of questioning the falsehood of the false facade of authority that's over them, is actually used against them. They don't really know what Henry Kissinger said about the military individuals. He wasn't just talking about the U.S. military. He's talking about all military. He wasn't just talking about the military. He was talking about every single person on this planet. You all are dogs.
But Dave, if I may add to that, when you mentioned that the other day, I thought deeper about that. And yeah, he's calling us dogs, but a certain kind of dog. What kind of dog? An attack dog.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Unleash right. us it. Against the world.
Say that again, Scotty.
I said unleash us against the world.
Exactly. Who's going to benefit from that? And I look at from some of look at the casualties and the collateral damage of all of these wars. It's never those that declared those wars or signed those executive orders or actually perpetuated the necessity for those. They never have to shoulder the burden of those things, and they get all of the benefits from it. And so you're absolutely right. They're the attack dogs. And what it is who are they attacking? Who are those dogs attacking? When you have an attack dog, you have an attack dog for a reason. What is an individual's person? What is a person's reason for having an attack dog? Some may have it to defend themselves, and some may have it to use as a intimidation or an offensive weapon, or to take something from someone. And that's what these militaries, that's what the actual system does with its so-called military and its so-called intelligence agency and its military-industrial complex. It is all done to take and steal what is not owed or what is not due to them. Because you have to do that by force. There is no collaboration that this system ever wants with the people. It collaborates only among itself, its franchise, its fraternal members. So yes, you're absolutely right, Scotty. Until we start thinking above and beyond and questioning these authorities, we'll continue to fall into these traps of what has been propagandized through songs, through so-called cultural or a fad system that's put into place, or fascist systems that are put into place, and we won't even know that we are a part of the death knell of our own generations and our own of our own prosperity. So I really do think, to answer your question, that when it comes to Trump, I think this is really what it is here, in my opinion. It's actually setting up the perfect scenario, the absolute perfect scenario, for the fascist state to take more control. And what, in my opinion, what's going to happen when you get pushback? See, what happens is that they like to, by way of mainstream media, whatever mainstream media shows you, they're showing you for a reason. They're showing it for your demise, not for your advancement. And when they show you what's going on, they're setting you up and teaching you how they want you to respond, and they're making it faddish, and they're making it popular, and then they're making it cool, and they're giving all the people all the reasons that, yeah, let's fight the man. Right? Let's fight the man. But in actuality, what's happening here is that they're funding both sides of the war. And that war that they're funding is against the everyday person here. In my opinion, this is all done for this standpoint, to get some pushback from the people. And then what that's going to do is that's going to inebriate people to not to think on them for themselves, but to think that they are part of some form of movement against the system, when actually the system is setting the standards by which they set up their own demise. And what's going to happen? They're going to get some pushback, and that is going to seem very popular. Then what is going to happen? They're going to unleash their tactics, their psyops tactics, and something here major is going to happen, and it's going to come back, and they're going to say, see, this is why we need to do this. And from that, it is going to be something that is so bad that they are going to sway people, and they're going to come back and say, see, while all of these people were doing this and doing that, trying to protest within the system and everything else, they are telling you where to be, who to protest against, under what terms and conditions, and why, without us really questioning. And then once something major happens here, the overall progression of fascism is going to skyrocket. It's going to go on a vertical. It's going to take off like a rocket, because they're going to say, just like the Brexit was a setup for economic collapse, just like the celebrity figurehead selection of Trump was for a reason, and that reason was to destabilize everything. And from my opinion, what I see coming is that they're going to give exactly what everyone was so-called protesting against. They're going to give and show them being wrong. Why are they going to show them being wrong? Because it's set up. They're on both sides of the fence. They're telling you where to stand. And what they're going to do is they're telling people to fight this is wrong, and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, there is some things that's very wrong with it all, but it's not the way in which they're telling you to do it. They're actually, you're strengthening their cause. And what they're going to do, they're going to bring the very terrorist act here that substantiate and validate what Trump did, so-called what Trump did. Because I'm, in my opinion, if you see the individuals, they have no real power at all. These are nothing more than actors. He did such a wonderful job as acting as a CEO and acting as an actor on the overall show that he had, that he became recognizable to the people so that they can have an emotional attachment one way or another and not look at the true cause of our demise.
Another Reagan
and enslavement.
Another Reagan, Dave. Ronald Reagan was an actor.
I'm going to tell you, another actor like Ronald Reagan. And the thing about it is, he's like multifaceted. He is, in my opinion, he is one of a kind, because the time in which he is, remember, he is very much like Truman, a bankruptcy lawyer, very much like so many of others. And what's going to happen is that by him doing these things, there is an emotional response to it all. And let me tell you something, in my opinion, very, very, very important. If our emotions are ever moved to anger and hate, we've lost our overall moral high ground to what is true. We lose our identity to truth because it distorts us. And in my opinion, this is going to be the perfect condition in an environment that they are going to bring such a shocking event. And when I say they are going to bring, the same people that are actually funding and pushing the propaganda, mainstream media, to tell people that this is what they're supposed to think by the television and by the constant bombardment, they got this down to such a science. You can hear this. You could not like a song when you first hear it, but after you done heard it 1,000 times, you start to sing the different parts of it. Then you say, you know what? I like this. In heavy rotation. There's a heavy rotation that they do to get you to think the way that they want you to think, and they spring the trap on you. In my opinion, what's going to happen is that there's going to be great pushback, and people are going to be celebrating they got this, and he's going to continue to make some major, major mistakes, push, and then just like with Bush, when the economy was deteriorating, there was a major event that saved it, and it actually started the move towards NDAA, the Patriot Act, and everything else. It moved fascism on a projection far beyond what we're really looking at now. And then once that act, whatever it is going to be, and I have an idea what it's going to be, it's going to be something very, very dramatic, and it's going to be huge. When that, I wouldn't be surprised if there is, they keep talking about, and I'm going to tell you, remember with the Department of Homeland Security person, what Janet Napolitano said before she left. Her greatest fear is a dirty bomb attack, because they're telling you what's in the works. They've been planning for it. Let me tell you what, let me give you a scenario. They've been actually mock scenarioing this, because that's how they actually plan it, through their mock rehearsals of what could happen. And then what they do is that they create the means for that to happen, so that when that does, people don't know if that this is a training exercise or the real. And then boom, that you're going to get a major, and then guess what's going to happen? The fascist state is going to come back and say, just like in Brexit. See, you thought one thing, and then this is what happened because you thought. You don't need to be thinking anymore. You need to be told what to do, because you don't know the overall secrets that we know. And you're never in the security briefings, in the national security briefings, and know what we know, and you don't have the intelligence, so you can't make an intelligent decision. It's all a play on you. It's all a play. And psychologically, the intelligence community, come on. Ain't nothing intelligent about that. That's hypnotism. And they got to have their secrets in order to... That's what I really, really do think. That's why this dude is here for the celebrity figurehead Obama destabilized to a certain point. The celebrity figurehead Trump will destabilize to a certain point. And then the next person... is going to destand work. That's just my opinion, and it's very, very critical. It's all a setup. I look at the mainstream media for one reason and one reason only. It is the counsel that I go to know what not to do, and they become very important, more important than what to do. Whenever they say go left, I go hard right. Whenever they say go right, I go hard left. Whenever they say go up, I go down. And it's very critical that we know what their propaganda is, but we question for who we know that they are. Look at the truth of the matter. There's been nothing that these fraternal orders of governments, through the institutions of their schooling, their religious schooling, their cultural development, their nationalism has been beneficial to humanity at all. Never has, and it never will. You will always be at the other end of their exactions. So that's just, you know, what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm definitely saying for you to prepare for, so that you will have a position of advantage and be in a position of advantage to do what's in the best interest of yourself, your family, and our overall community. Those individuals that resonate with you. Because this propaganda machine is well-funded, is well-trained, and it's institutionalized deeply. The war is nothing more than distraction, and their distractive tactics are great. But just because they're great, you're much greater by the execution of your free will. So, in my opinion, don't be distracted by their distractions. Don't live by their rules. And do not ever look for a hedge of protection in their cells. Build your own. So definitely got to get ready to go to a commercial break at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'd love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. We learn so much. We look at things differently, and we're able to devise a better plan of approach and a better plan of stability for ourselves, for our families, and for our overall community that way. So definitely jump in on the conversation at any time. We're going to jump into part two of the two types of depression. So here we go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, the topic of today's show is going to be the two types of depression, part two. We're going to pick that back up. But just before we go to that, let me just reiterate and let me just say something that's, and I think is very, very important. Now, what you're seeing happening right now is it's a very emotionally charged with this travel ban, and it was well thought out as a distraction for what's really being put into place here. And I think we got a caller in queue. One second, let me see. Yes, we got a caller in queue. One second, Mel, and I'm gonna come right to you. One sec, let me mute you just for a minute. And it's critical, because here's what I want to express to you all. Now, this travel ban presents a very golden opportunity to destabilize this country completely and to invoke martial law. Because of all of the protests that you saw, this gives the overall system exactly what it needs. And here's why. What I could see happening, not saying it's going to happen this way, but this could be one of the things that actually is one of the pre-steps or the conditionings or the necessary moves before martial law. Here's why. You have a major event that goes on in the United States, let's say a terrorist act from one of the seven banned countries, right? And it's major, and everything pushes back. And then these sanctuary cities continue to hold their ground, say that we're going to hold our ground. That is going to give the federal government, led by the celebrity figurehead of Trump, the ability to invoke Title 8 of the United States Code 1324. And that's where they can look and arrest different city, state officials for harboring illegal immigrants. I'm just saying how the system works. But the most important thing is that different police departments within those sanctuary cities, in Los Angeles is one of the largest ones, and the chief of police, Charlie Beck, said that he's not going to oppose, and that was a very dangerous thing for him to do and say because of this. Let a major incident happen, and then he and the department can be taken over, and he can go to jail, and the mayor can go to jail. Well, the mayor can go to jail for one thing, but he'll go to jail for insurrection. And this is all set up for the overall controlling factors. And why is that so important? Because the rest of the world is starting to purge itself of the United States on cue. On cue. You heard the EU. You heard Germany. You've heard Germany, people in Germany actually called for the assassination, and you heard of different assassination things called here. This is all a part of the deception. Then you have the trade wars that are going to be going on with the EU and then with China. And this is going to destabilize everything. And this is set up, ladies and gentlemen. These people never give you anything. They follow orders as to take from you. What they want to take from you is your livelihood, your way of life. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for the system's means of life. Very, very important. So I would say that this is going to be further. And then keep in mind what's going on between Mexico and the United States. And remember what that one professor that was a part of the federal Mexican government administration says that we can bring in narcotics and everything else. We can flood the United States with the narcotics. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the complete setup to put the United States, which no, and I'm not a big purveyor of that, what is known as the United States, in a position of advantage for the system to gain more control by destabilizing everything here. Why? Because they built it, they can destroy it, they have the patent on the United States. They were the ones that actually established the legal standing of the United States through its corporation. They have the trust. They are the administrators of the trust. Man, it's very, very deep. So This is why we have Tando Radio Show, in my opinion, just to give you some ideas about some things and protect yourself accordingly. Protect yourself at all times. So that's just one thing that I wanted to relate to you all. Now let's go to Mel. Let me pull Mel up before we get into today's show. Brother Mel, what's going on?
What's up, brother? Man,
how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Hope you well, too.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, yesterday, man, I just wanted to give my condolences to Brother Braggs, man, you know, with his loss. He spoke real passionate about that brother, the transition, and, you know, it seemed like he affected his life. And I just wanted to say, you know, I didn't say it yesterday, so it was on my mind. So I just wanted to give him condolences, and, you know, that's really all I wanted, man. And great show,
brother.
And let's get it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I cut you off. I thought you were done. Sorry, go ahead.
Nothing. I was going to say, let's get it on. I'm ready to get into the show.
Yeah, definitely. Brother Mel, that's why I love you, man, because you're so sincere. And Brother Bragg does appreciate, he is listening right now, and he does appreciate that. And, you know, we all resonate together. So much love, much respect to you, brother, and give that energy of love to the little princess, brother.
Not you. Yes, sir, I will. All right, take care.
All right. All right, peace, brother. All right, we got another caller in queue. Out of the area code 470. 470, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is Rob from Atlanta. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Rob? How you feeling, brother?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. I just wanted to put this out, man. Many people may not know it, but if you go in your pocket right now and look at the mercury, the dime that you have that's issued by the United States of America, it is a symbol, the symbolism for fascism. The symbol of the symbolism for fascism was given by the Romans as a Roman symbol for authority, the faces. Fasces with the X and a large bundle of wood sticks lashed around it. Also, if you look when the celebrity figurehead speaks at the the Senate, I guess it may be the Senate Hall or whatever. If you look in the back and see, you'll see the same symbol of fascism.
Yep, you sure will.
In the back, and that's indirectly saying, hey, we ready for business. Who's gonna buy us? You know, that's basically what they're saying by that symbolism, if people don't understand the symbolism. And like I say, it's right there on your dime as well. And that was a really big eye-opener for me years ago when I found out that information. It's just been ongoing ever since. It's a telltale sign of, you know, what's really going on. You know, they open for business. They're ready for business. They're ready to be bought.
Man, Rob, well said, brother, and I'm glad that you brought that to us because I think that's so powerful. Symbolism dictates is actually put into place to actually be the teller of energy that symbolizes what that energy represents. And man, Rob, once again, that's what I love about our callers, man. They always, you know, they always bring some great, great stuff. And so, Mayor Rob, well said. Thank you, brother, for bringing that information. Yep, it is fascism that they overall support in this whole thing. And it's been the symbolism of a while. And let me tell you something. It's nothing about a political organization. It's actually a cult following. It's actually a cult following. So very, very important that we know that. And so, well, once again, brother, thank you so much. Did you have anything else?
Oh, no, that was basically it. I'm going to listen on mute.
Man, you could drop the mic. Once again, Mike Smoke. That's what I'm going to say for that one. Sometimes we get, you know, some smoking mics. We get a lot of smoking mics here at Tando Radio Show from our callers. That is a mic smoker right there, Brother Rob. So, man, hey, man, let's keep in contact. Much love, much respect, and thank you for being a part of Tando Radio Show, brother.
No problem, man. Thanks.
Peace. Okay, cool. We got another caller in queue. Wait a minute. What time is it? Wait. It's too early for this brother to call. What's going on? Roz, what's happening?
Peace. What's good? What's good? How you doing?
What's up, brother? You know, we usually get like the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yes.
What in the world is going on? I had to look down to say, make sure that I said, we going off already? So, all right, go ahead, Roz, man.
Yeah, I got home a little early. I know, right? Me either, for that matter. But I got home a little early today, but I was thinking about what you were discussing earlier, right? And if you look at Donald Trump is a billionaire criminal. He is the perfect person to run a company into the ground because he's the bankruptcy king. He's had more bankruptcies than anybody that I know of who has not gone to jail for the stuff that he's done. So to me, when it comes to the fall of the Corporation of the United States, he is the perfect figurehead because he will run this country into the ground, which is exactly what he's doing. He is globally isolating the United States from everyone else to facilitate the fall of the United States, which will then in turn facilitate the fall of the global system along the path that he is going. So if you really look at his life, just look at his life history as a business person and look at the company he's the CEO of now, which is the United Snakes of America, then who would be a better president to run... Yeah, like who would be a better president to run the country into the ground? Because he's done it with so many companies already. He's also a criminal who has learned how to avoid prosecution due to his savvy with working the criminal laws of the business world. So I think the reason he took office was to do just that. That's one of the main reasons that they put him in place. And what it is that he's thinking from a nationalist perspective in regards to his approach to the presidency, but the effect that he's having is a global effect. And somehow I think somewhere in his mind that he's configured in his mind that somehow the decisions he's making is going to protect the United States and destroy everyone else who's not in the United States because he's a nationalist. But because he isn't as intelligent as people might assume he is, I mean, he's intelligent as a criminal, but as far as foresight into the ripple effects of what he's actually setting up to take place, he's the perfect one. I mean, just take a holistic look, step back, look at Donald Trump's business history, look at the decisions he's making in office is to perpetuate the system of white supremacy with the decisions he's making domestically, and then by isolating the United States from all the other powers, like you said, from Germany. I mean, now you got like countries that the United States had good relationships with that are completely turning against them. And then when you talk about Mexico, yeah, absolutely. When you talked about Mexico and them discussing that, oh, we could flood the United States with drugs. Well, what do you think people are going to start doing when this country collapses? They're going to start doing drugs heavy. We think they're doing drugs now. We'll wait till this country goes into that depression. They're going to want as much drugs as possible to anesthetize themselves from the hunger, from the starvation, from the death they're going to witness, from the sheer anarchy. So Mexico is going to be set up to become extremely prosperous due to the fact that they have the perfect willing subject, which is the United States populace after the collapse of the economy. And mind you, Mexico's been doing this for decades with marijuana. They've been doing it with heroin. I mean, Sinaloa just runs everything. So when you think about it, it's just going to be a ratcheting up of Mexico's ability to flood this country with drugs. It's going to be a ratcheting up of the depressed state of the populace, and they're going to be seeking a release from the stress and the agitation of being put in concentration camps and all of the other stuff that they're planning to do. So they're going to be seeking drugs like crazy. So everything is going in a direction to completely destroy this country in a way that no one's ever been alive to see a country fall like. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. And I'll mute my line, and I might come in later just based on how the discussion goes down the line. But that's all I wanted to
say. Yeah, hold on, Roz. Don't mute you. You know, I think okay. It's very – now, everyone really think about – just ask this question. It also – he also offers the perfect plausible deniability for being erratic, completely erratic, because the narcissistic view that he has from so-called building a business empire is where you are the boss, and that presents the perfect opportunity to say that, oh, perfect plausible deniability is that he thought that he was running a, he was supposed to be running a company, but he was running a country, and it's done by different means and is a different format. And by the time he figured that out, it was completely too late. See, you can bully. You can bully at the table of negotiation, right? Because you can have a table that's unevenly yoked. That's just for the overall system to have plausible deniability. But it also offers this. They got them trapped. Absolutely. They totally got them trapped. Now, if for some reason, if this individual ever decides that, you know what, nah, I don't want to go along with this program anymore. Something's wrong about this. My man, you exactly, because they've done this before. If he ever develops some form of benevolent consciousness, right, and say, wait a minute, and ever thinks that he's really president, and he does something, if he ever really thinks that, they've already laid the groundwork to Kennedy.
Absolutely.
Just like Kennedy made that speech. Yeah, just like Kennedy made that speech at the Waldorf Astoria, the president in the press. If he ever has that moment, they've already put into play. One of the things about committing a crime is that you clean the crime up before you commit it. And that's exactly what they do in this whole system. If you really watch them, they clean up everything that they do before they do it. They sterilize, you know, the crime scene.
Absolutely. And you know what I also wanted to say, too? Because the average white citizen is focused on white supremacy, they're not able, and I'm speaking about the people who voted him into office, which was specifically working-class white men. They are so focused on racism that they're not even able to see the detriment that he is to their survival. And when he got into office, originally, what we call the Duck Dynasty boys, which is all of those dirt road trash white men that shoot guns and have all of their militias and stuff, they backed him and said, if anything happens to Trump, we're going to burn this mother down. So what's happening is they're also setting up these non-intelligent, racist, poor trash white people to take out their frustration on the non-white people. That is the blame game that's taking place right now too. So there's a multiple layers to what's coming, but when that anarchy hits, it's going to be those same working class white people who were backing Trump emphatically to get him into office, who actually threatened to kill if anything happened to him. So if they do assassinate him, it's going to be anarchy on a level that we haven't seen yet, because they're going to end up sending out the National Guard to quell the violence. But a lot of the violence is going to be because these people are not, they're not the most intelligent folks. So they're looking at it from a racial perspective, not from the political and economic perspective, and how everything is being set up, not just to the detriment of, but to the detriment of non-rich white people. Because Donald Trump said that he loves poor, he said that he loves the poorly educated. And it was Ramon who brought that up online. And the reason he said that is because uneducated people are easier to manipulate. And uneducated racist white people are the easiest to manipulate, because everything for them is black and white, and it's all about race. That's all it is for them. They can't see any other perspective but that. So Donald Trump has the ability, like you said, he can go either way. He's like a maverick. They really don't know where he's going to go right now. But his decisions are pushing us in a direction of complete isolation, destruction of the economy of the United States, global destruction of the economy, and that could also topple the system that he is actually, that the average white citizen thinks that he's there to protect. So there's so many variables to this, but the potential for serious, serious anarchy is like, we're at the precipice right now. We are seriously at the precipice.
We're going to see the reasons why the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and all of that was put into, even though they've been using it, but you're going to see them. One of the things about a fascist state is that they are emboldened by it. They're going to create a threat that they need the police. And that's exactly what is going to happen here. So we got to...
Hey, Dave, hold on one second.
I know there's a couple of people there. Hold on one sec. Let me just... Let me mute some so we don't have background noise. Let me just mute a couple. I see you, Brother Davis. We're going to go to you in 1 second. Let me mute Roz out. Roz, I'll bring you back in a minute so we could go to Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Quick question. Do you think that once the police will be they're going to have to federalize the police and the local, the state police, once they federalize them, do you think that that's when martial law would be in effect? That, I mean, one of the stepping stones in order for that to, you know, to happen.
Right, right. Scotty said the police are already federalized. That's, yeah, exactly. But I know exactly where Rob is going. Now, carrying out federal drug war. Absolutely, Scotty. I knew Scotty was going to jump in on that one. Yes, Scotty's absolutely right. But to your point, Rob, yes. Where you'll see the more expansion. What you'll see is that you will see the where they call a different. You'll see a consent decree that will go on nationally. Okay, where they're going to take over different cities, and this is all going to be a part of their overall letter of the law within their constitution, within their continuity of government, within all of those confines, within their rights to do these things. And that's exactly, you're right. And I think that that is one way. And I also think that the overall martial law will continue to unfold in a very subtle way, in a way in which you don't see it and really see it as that until it's too late to where they can expand it, and you'll be glad they expand it. Case in point, the martial law that happened and this has already been under a state of martial law for it's a police state. But one of the very big martial law events that happened was in Boston during the Marathon so-called terrorist attack. What did they do throughout neighborhoods? They went from neighborhood to neighborhood running through people's houses without any evidence or clue. They were randomly searching. And what were they doing in that? They were seasoning and conditioning you for when they do that nationally. What did they do in Katrina? Katrina was a dry run for this whole thing. And if you know anything about those two incidents that I'm talking about, the police in different forms and fashions, one was by a disaster, one was by an event that was an act of terror that they say. But this is only what they told you. Everything that you have to go by is what they tell you, the evidence that they present to you, what they told you by way of mainstream media and propaganda. But if you look at the truth of the whole thing, all I saw was the illegal acts of a government on the citizenry that they were running through people's houses when they weren't in hot pursuit of anyone. They didn't see anyone run into that house, but what did they do to all of those homes that were there? They kicked those doors. If those people didn't open up that door fast enough, they kicked it in. And what did they use as their pretense to do it? It was an act of terror that happened here. That's why this whole thing that you see going on, you put it all together, you're seeing the methodology and the nomenclature of enslavement. So yeah, Rob, you're absolutely right, and I think it comes in very diverse ways. How they're actually going to do it, I don't know, because I don't sit in on those types of meetings. They don't invite me, nor the heck would I ever go. Well, that is a real place. Nor would I ever go. So our thing is to look at the unseen, and it shows. The unseen is more real than the seen. And by us looking at the unseen, we'll be able to, we know the effects of the wind, so we know the wind exists. We know that these cases are true because we see the effects of them. So, so true. Another great point, Rob. Let me get to Brother Davis that's there real quick. Brother Davis. Oops. Did I unmute Brother Davis? 1 second. Brother Davis, sorry about that.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to comment on tomorrow night's show first, but you kind of left me in a dilemma here because what we haven't decided, haven't brought out yet, is that Trump is a Goomba. Now, what a Goomba is someone who thinks they're a gangster because of the ties that they have to the gangster, or should I say the underworld. His father established a whole empire because of his relationships with gangsters. You can look at New York. He was not able to do what he did in New York without having these ties. And let me tell you something. Trump likes control. So what is he doing? He's putting people in place who are literally to monitor the chaos. You look at his election. These people are not qualified for their position, but they are qualified for something. And the things that they're qualified for is to induce chaos in their certain areas. He's been talking about going to Chicago. Do you realize if you put military police on the streets of Chicago, they were going to act like regular police? And the sad part about it is that I think personally, 70% of the killings that are going on in Chicago are, should I say, officially related, meaning that they have never found the killer, and they seem to always kill every week. So there's an organization behind that that is clearly feels like they're working under the cover of one thing or another, some sort of protection. So if he does that and he initiates that program, he's going to try to initiate it in other cities. Therefore, he'll be putting his military people in the areas of control that are predominantly black areas. This is suicide for black people, because believe me, they will come in there the same way the police are today. And believe me, people are dying without any explanation. Don't think that that wouldn't bring carnage on a grand scale. So let's open our eyes to the truth. Yes, this man can bankrupt the company and bounce back. He could probably bankrupt the United States and bounce back. The most he has to worry about is going to a war that his kids ain't gone. I hope y'all picked up on all of that. But listen, to add to the mix, my wife and I were talking about tomorrow night's show, and we think we ought to go to the group of what CPR was about, and the show's going to be about prepping. Check what you got and look for what you need. All right, brother, I appreciate your time. I'll step back in the back room.
Much love, much respect. Looking forward to tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis. Well said. Very, very true. Once again, as always, our, you know, the callers, well, Brother Davis is a part of Tando Radio Show, as well as you are, another mic smoker by everyone that's called in so far. So listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. And let me tell you, you know, we'll always get to the show, but I think that it's very, very important that we engage in dialogue, because there's things that just from when Roz said what he was saying, when Rob said what he was saying, Brother Davis said what he was saying, it brings a dynamic that causes us to realize that we are the solution to everything. And it's very important that we look at the things so that we sit down at the council among ourselves to look at, okay, so what are some of the things that we need to consider in our overall objectives? What is our objective? Our objective is to be self-determining, in my opinion, self-determining and sovereign and independent, okay? Now, what is the method to do that? Because the system tells you about freedom. Well, in order, the system, it never gives you freedom, because freedom doesn't exist under the terms and conditions that it's defined as. Freedom means that you're a subject. You're a free subject to go where the law allows you to go. That's in their best interest. The great creator didn't give you freedom, gave you free will. Free will. And that's self-determining, and that's very, very important in my estimation. So this is why the overall dialogue is so, so important, because it's the table of consideration and counsel as to what the things that we need to be individually, collectively looking at that best serves our interests and our energy. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we'll do the two types of depressions. We'll finish out with that. We only have 30 minutes left. And if we got any calls at any time, don't worry about the show. Call with your question or comment. Very, very important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We got another caller that's in queue. Getting ready to go to that call. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And I hope that you all are starting to see what we originally started Tando Radio Show for, is to just to get you prepared for some of the things that are happening. As you can all see, that these events are starting to become more prevalent, and I think there's an ebb and flow to them. They'll pick up, slow down, because then they'll spring a surprise at any time. As you already know, this is definitely some things that you need to be preparing yourself. Take the opportunity to do what it is that you can do. Focus on what you can do, do those things, and just continue to, because your overall energy has already provided, and your overall free will has already provided for all the solutions to everything that you need to navigate through at this moment in history and throughout history, because you resonate differently. That's why you're here at Tando Radio Show. And I appreciate you individually. I appreciate your families, and I appreciate the collective community that we have established through Black Talk Radio Network. So much love and much respect to you all. So we got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller. Area code 404. What's your name and what is your question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Hi, Scotty. What's up, everybody? This is Jada from Atlanta. I'm a little under weather, so you gotta excuse me.
Hey, sister, how you feeling? No, you are always good. What's happening? Always good to hear your physical presence.
Oh, man, I re-listen every single day. It's just that sometimes I just really don't want to interrupt the show, because to me it just kind of messes up the flow, and I don't want you to lose your train of thought sometimes. So I'm like, okay, let me just let them kind of, you know, go through. But then sometimes I want to call and I'm like, nah, but he got so much stuff to say, it's important. So just like Brother Davies said, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, sister.
Yeah, like Brother Davies would say, he was like, oh, make sure you have your pen and paper. And sometimes I just be writing and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to stop his flow. So, you know, that's really what it is. But I have two questions. I wanted to ask
you
or Brother Scotty, have you heard already any information about Trump's businesses already being owned by China, 80% of them? This is what I heard today. I don't remember the guy's name who had was talking about it, but he is on this site you can go to. It's called the Event Chronicle, and he said that China already owns 80% of his businesses, and in return they've given him some Chinese currency, as well as they've given him the right to build hotels and golf clubs. And the second question is, have you heard about the 500 tons of gold at the bottom of the sea in China?
The 500 tons of gold where?
On the bottom of China. I think it's the South Sea of China, or they're guarding it. They were taught, this is what I saw it briefly. I didn't really get into it. I just wanted to know if you heard about it. that there was actually gold at the bottom of the sea in China that they're guarding. And they saying that China had bought up so much gold that they will become the new currency, as well as on the market as well, because of the amount of gold. This one reporter said that China has so much gold, he's never seen so much gold, period.
Yes. Yes, yes. And so here, just to answer your, hold on, sister, because it's very, very important that you hold on. Okay, this is from Scotty. No, I hadn't heard that. I heard that he has new businesses in the House of Saud, Saudi Arabia, and they rent high-dollar apartments from him in New York. Tell the sister that I will take a further look into that as her question. And so Scotty says he hadn't heard of that, but he heard about the House of Saud, which is Saudi Arabia, okay, having connections to him. Now, I will say this. Everyone in New York that is a mover and shaker in the city of New York is already fully vetted and owned by the Chinese.
Wow.
The lower Manhattan, the financial district of Manhattan, is now pretty much owned by and so many strategical places are owned primarily by China. Actually, not only there, but in Texas and in other places as well. Now, what I do know is that JP Morgan Chase, because of the London Whale scandal, where they had squandered and off through their investment banking, they squandered off a large portion of the Chinese national sovereign portfolio, that China says, okay, cool, this is what we're going to do. You're going to sell us at rock bottom prices, at such a hot deal. You're going to sell us your main headquarters in the lower financial district of New York, J.P. Morgan Chase building, and they have the largest private vault, the largest private silver vault in the world. And it also is said to tunnel straight into the Fed. So does that make sense to me? Yes, completely. Completely on the first part of your question. And if you follow the London Whale scandal, that's what the LIBOR scandal, where they were caught, they weren't caught. They were actually divulged that they were actually manipulating the LIBOR. And for every person that's here, LIBOR affects you. It affects your interest rate on your student loan, your credit card, your car note, your mortgage. Everything that you take a loan out is subject to LIBOR. And it's the interest rate that's set by a bunch of bankers out of the city of London to establish what you're going to be paying in interest. And so if you want to do some legwork with that, you can research the London Whale scandal. Okay. And we did a show about that a while ago. So that is there. So from that, in order to make good on what they lost of China's, China says, okay, we'll take your whole building. They only paid, you know, I forget the number. It's worth, I would say that it's almost worth, I can't remember what the worth was. Maybe it was like 20 billion, and they only paid 500 million for it or something like that, something crazy. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they were able to acquire that, and that had the largest private silver vault in the world.
Wow.
And if you know anything about China, they show you gold, but they really don't care about gold. They've always been about silver. They're the only country to ever primarily back their overall currency and back their overall their debt by silver. And they were the last to come off the silver standard in 1935. In actuality, they never came off of silver. They don't talk about silver because it's just that important to them. That's why they have everybody else looking at gold, 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 because they know that gold is the Muhammad Ali of the precious metals. Everybody has heard of it, but it's silver that matters. So, yes, and then to your second question, their overall holdings of their gold is strategic. They want to right now, and it's getting to that place. Part of that gold that you may be talking about, we actually did a show on that, Miyamoto's gold. And the South Sea of China, and the Japanese were actually trying to control that gold, and they actually were brutally enslaving and had a tyrant regime against the Philippines in their brutality during World War II, because they were using gold to fund their overall war efforts, and it was a large amount of gold that I do believe that China has acquired or has acquired or has taken, and it could be actually staged in the South Sea of China yet. But one of the things about that is that this planet has plenty of gold, plenty of gold. California, this planet is not short of gold at all, because it's never been exhausted. It's never been consumed. You know, like when you drink water, you consume that water. Gold has never been consumed. It's still here. But yes, China has a large amount of gold, and I think they're going to give the world they're going to announce a portion of their gold holdings, and it will surpass or be equal to the United States. And when they do that, the difference between China and the United States is that China's gold is China's. The U.S. gold is stolen.
Wow.
They stole all of that gold that they had. They stole it from the citizens, and they stole it from other countries. In my opinion, the U.S. already gave the majority of their gold to China in July with the deal that they made with in China when the National Security Advisor Kissinger was sent over in a secret emergency meeting by Nixon to China. And then in 1 month later, the U.S. On August the 15th, 1971, Nixon had an emergency announcement. And I'm going to say this. I expect a lot of emergency announcements by Trump in the future, and some are going to be about the precious metals. Nixon came on unannounced and told the whole world on August the 15th, 1971, that the United States was closing the gold window because of speculators. What did that mean? That meant that they didn't have any more gold to back their currency. You couldn't go to the bank in the United States and exchange your cash for gold, for an equal value of gold. Why? Because they created so much debt that they no longer could back it by gold, because they had too much debt. That meant if everyone, France and all of the other countries, were trying to get their gold, they were handing in their treasuries for gold, and that made a run on the gold bank. So what did Nixon do? He closed the gold window. Why? Because he sent the gold to China. That was a part of the deal. So, man, your question is so... It has so many ramifications. It has so many legs, and it's so, so important. And it was a great, great two questions. And once again, Mike Smoke.
Thanks.
So did that answer your question, sister?
It did. And can I just bother you for 1 second? Do you think you'll be available after the show?
Man, you are never. Yes, definitely. Yes, I will
okay,
be on the road,
you.
But definitely. Call. No. You and VP call me. Yes.
Okay.
I sent
we
him
won't
a message
take up too much of your
last
time.
Last night.
Okay.
No, don't even worry about it. I enjoy the relationship.
I appreciate you. God bless y'all.
Much love. Much respect.
All right. Bye.
Peace. Okay. Cool.
Peace.
All right. So there we go. If you have any questions or comments, another great, great question. And I would say definitely. Sister and everyone else, do some of your own research and see what you resonate with, and that will bring you an opportunity for you to see the power within you, and put out the energy, and then watch how it comes back to you. Put out the energy that you want to know something. Just put it out. Put it out in your spirit. And what I mean by put it out in your spirit, speak it. Man, I would really want to know. And also think it and put it into the universe. Meditate on it and watch how things will come to you. The energy of things will come to you. You'll just all of a sudden, boop, it'll pop up in one way or another. You know, I talked to Brother Bragg, and Brother Bragg said, Dave, I don't even know how I come up with this stuff, where it comes from. And some of the things that Brother Bragg's and some of the things that you all talk about and some of the things that you all resonate with, some of the things that you don't even say because of one reason or another, and I hope it's not because of fear. Never live in any form of fear, because fear is a prison, okay? It's a prison of control. And then you can also put yourself in that prison of control. And then you can also try to invoke that fear on others to control them. So don't do that. Speak what is in your spirit at all times, because there's a resonating energy that is looking and waiting for you to speak in your ancestral language. Have your ancestral communication. There's a lot of answers that you, there may be a lot of questions that you have. And all of those questions really are eternally already answered and already there with you. But the key is you got to first ask it. That's why a question is more important than an answer. Because a question is eternal, while the answers are for the now. So very, very important. There's a lot of things you already know once you release that energy of you. You don't need validation from any institution, any other man. You were created perfectly with great inalienable abilities. Man, so, so important. We got another caller in that's here. One second, let me just mute this one line so we don't have any background noise. We got another caller. Go ahead, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. I just had what I'm perplexed about is the relationship with China. I mean, how can we be so dependent on them and still have such bad relations? I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
Who's we?
Like, how can we have such trade? I mean, well, they don't buy any of our goods. We buy all of their goods. But how can, I mean, I'm just perplexed, man, behind the whole strategy of China. Our relationship with China is so deep, and I don't understand. What am I missing? I just don't get it.
Great question, Mel. And I think one is when you say we, that's not turn it upside down. That's not me. That's not you. What it is, right, is these are strategic. Yeah. These are strategical moves. Now, the relationship between the United States, the celebrity corporation, the corporation of the United States with the corporation of China is this. They are both one in the same. They are both part of the wings of the bird. Now, what happens is that for us, for the everyday citizens who they actually want to control and subjugate, they have to have a platform that looks to be separate when it's one. So, but just from a separatist point of view, what is the relevance of the United States and how deep is the relationship with China? Very good question. Here's what it is that the United States at one time was used as the so-called perennial beacon of freedom for the whole world to emulate and want to be a part of. And they did that by force, not by benevolency. And they did that by force, by invoking themselves on the world stage from the Bretton Woods meeting, and when they went into World War II, when they were able to acquire the technology to build an atomic weapon. And with that atomic weapon, they dropped it on a region of the planet, and they dropped it on Japan twice in order for the rest of the world to bow down. And then that became where the rest of the world, every trade, every treaty, every economic or every geopolitical treaty, every economic treaty, every trade treaty would first be authorized for the benefit of the United States. Why? Because they were the biggest bully on the block. And with that, that's the system. When I say the system, I'm talking about the when you look at the governments, I like to look at them as one big fraternity. They're in one big fraternity against all of their members. The members pay all the dues, and the fraternity actually prospers from it all, okay? And then they give little meaningless things or the crumbs of different things, a way of jobs and this and that and everything else while they steal everything. And the fraternity is wealthy while the overall members are poor. That's really what it is. So this order, this eternal order, fraternal order, comes together, and they see the best way to maintain power is to get people envious and to get some people prosperous, or to give that perception. Okay? And how do you do that? You have one country that is the standing beacon of prosperity where everybody wants to be a part of that. And how do you do that? You do it by it's a three-prong approach to it. You do it economically, you do it geopolitically, and you do it militarily. Okay? And so now the United States, when they dropped the two atomic bombs on Japan, that put notice to the rest of the world that we can't beat them. So if you can't beat them, what do you need to do? You join them. So then that's where the whole world, and then they came out with this so-called constitution, even though they had it before, but they came out that they were the beacon of freedom, where prosperity and everything else, where everybody in the world would want to come and become a part of their nation, to be a citizen in their nation. Why? Because it was a perception that the United States had wealth. Okay? And that's what the system was really, but what was the fraternal system really doing? It was nothing. It wasn't doing anything but giving the perception of wealth by way of notes, pieces of paper, by cash, which has no real intrinsical value. It was a facade. So from that, the United States was able to establish trade deals that benefited the United States. They were able to steal resources from countries by way of economic sanctions, and if the economic sanctions didn't work, they would send an aircraft carrier, and they would start a war, and they would defeat that overall country or the establishment of that company, and then put their puppet people in place so that they can further send all of the resources and the energy from that nation to better prosper the United States. Now, that went on, and they usually do that for around 70 years. That went on for about 70 years. But in doing that, the world starts to wake up to what's really going on, and then all of that has to change. It has to go somewhere else. So now that is all being transferred to who? To China. Why China? Because they have over 1 billion people. They have to make that overall demographic of people is too many not to give the prosperity to. And so there will be no sharing of the prosperity. The envy of the world has to look at one place. And then China will be having that mantle for around 70 or 80 years, and then they're going to transfer it to someone else. I have an idea where they're going to transfer that to, but I'm not too quite sure. But they're definitely going to transfer. So what happened, Mel, is that now all of the prosperity, the perceived prosperity and the wealth of the United States now goes somewhere else. So everybody thinks that all of a sudden there's a new economic giant. So if you think about it, there's a new economic giant by China by way of trade, geopolitically, and militarily, because they are going to become the new beacon of freedom. The new beacon of freedom. So this is all a shell game, a three-card molly game that's being played on the people. It's a perception of prosperity when there's none at all. Only thing that is being leveraged is the stealing of the whole global citizenry of every human being on this planet. They're stealing their energy, the ones that perpetuate and give in to the system. There are many people that say no, and they fight within their means, and that's all that really matters, because once you decide to be sovereign, it doesn't matter what you decide, what you choose to give into, because you're sovereign. It's neither by hook or crook. So that's really what's, this is why China is so relevant now. And it's a process. It's a step process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's actually been happening since since 1964 is really when it started happening. And they always tend to do it by trade wars that go currency wars that go to trade wars that go to shooting wars. It usually goes in that order or some assembly of that order. So China, since 1964, has steadily becoming stronger and stronger. And because they are the country that they're going to move the overall beacon of freedom that everyone will envy to. Now, when that happens, that means that the rest of the world will be breaking their backs through indentured enslavement or full-blown enslavement to get to China, to have and to share in the prosperity that China has. This is why China now is the number one economy. This is why all of the metrics is turning towards China, because the objective is still the same. So I hope that gave some emphasis to you on that, Mel.
Okay, so what you're saying basically in short, teach my baby Mandarin. Good night. Peace.
All right, peace. And no, you've already taught your baby what you need to teach her. Teach her first the art of being lonely and then to master her ability. That's what you're doing and have done, and I appreciate and thank you for it. You sick. All right, we got another caller in queue, and so we're going to go back to Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
I just wanted to add, brother, let's not forget that the United States is operating in what they call white supremacy, which is how what you're talking about. They committed the largest mass murder in history, and then turned around 2 days later and did it again, even although they knew they didn't have to. So you have to understand it's in their nature to be destructive. I just wanted to add that real quick, Dave.
Yes, sir. Well said.
And the world hasn't forgiven them. Let me add that, too. The world still has not forgiven them for that, and that karma will return.
Right, and that's the whole, see, and Brother Davis makes a great point on that, is that that's the purging of the United States, and that's what's going to happen. So, great points, Brother Davis. Okay, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, Team Davis will be here, and they're going to focus on preparing. Man, this is going to be so important. Don't miss this show with Brother Davis, and Sister Davis will chime in. I just want to say to you all, much love, much respect. Thank you all for everything, and continue to prepare, ladies and gentlemen, because your energy will not be wasted. It is where you can actually leverage what you're doing today and investing forward for the future. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, the internet's number one digital independent black radio station, reaching out to all those across the globe. We just concluded with a live broadcast of Tando Radio Show. Coming up later this evening will be Code Breakers, where they will be focusing on white people and their war machine. So sounds like an interesting discussion. That's up in exactly an hour. They come on every other Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. We are going to return you to some of our pre-recorded programming, but make sure that you keep it locked right here, and more importantly, invite others. As we are expanding our network, you'll see more of our live streams on different platforms, on social media, of course, as we continue to expand the reach of independent black media. Of course, all of this is supported by the nonprofit North Carolina-based Black Talk Media Project. Get your black radio stations matters thank you gift by making a donation. You could check the social media shops where we had those t-shirts on display. So continue to enjoy Black Talk Radio Network. I certainly enjoy working to help make this happen. Hey, no, no, no.